This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. Yesterday, a friend of mine told me what her holiday plans were. I need to catch up on stuff, she said to me. I'm way behind on some important things. And for a moment, I thought she was talking about work-related tasks because she's a lawyer and they get paid by the hour, so they tend to work a lot of hours. But then she said, I'm way behind on my Game of Thrones and I'm still working my way through. And that's how she put it, working her way through The Walking Dead, and I have Downton Abbey to finish. And if that all gets done, I may start Stranger Things on Netflix, but that's probably too ambitious because I think I might fail at that. Get that done, way behind, fail, work. These are the phrases she used for what we used to call just, you know, watching TV. TV shows now, like emails and letters to elderly relatives and colonoscopies, are now showing up on our stress-inducing lists of things to do. We have DVRs chock full of recorded shows. When are you going to watch me? They all seem to ask as we scroll through the list, and let's face it, never. Look, I have a similar problem. I'm an indiscriminate recorder of television shows and a DVR hoarder of old movies. I will also buy pretty much any book out there as long as it's available in an electronic version. And if I hear a song I like, I'll instantly click on Apple Music or Spotify and download the artist's entire songbook. I mean, I clip articles from the web and I tell myself I'll read them later when I have a moment, vaguely aware that I will never have a moment. And even if I do, I will have long forgotten why I saved the article or what it was supposed to mean to me. The result is that my phone and DVR and hard drive and Kindle are always packed with data files, always slowed and sluggish by the sheer volume that's loaded onto them. It also means that when I do have that moment, which is rare, I'm paralyzed by the sheer volume of available choices. I mean, I'm a hoarder. Now, a business acquaintance of mine has a solution to all of this. Each year around this time, he clicks through his email inbox, which is always packed with unread emails and unanswered queries. He's a high-profile figure in a glamorous industry, so he receives, no joke, dozens and dozens and dozens of emails a day, and they stack up like firewood, week in and week out, until his inbox is overfull, and the little red badge at the email app icon on his phone, the one that announces how many unread emails are awaiting attention, it shows 11K. Now, he surveys this inventory and feels the stress building up, the tightness in his chest, when he realizes that there's no way ever to catch up. And then he erases all of them. He erases all of his emails just like that. He declares what he calls email bankruptcy, and he wipes away a year's worth of unanswered obligations and nagging messages and things he hasn't handled and isn't really ever going to, and his jaw unclenches and his breath returns to normal, and he relaxes in the glow of just giving up. What's worse, he tells me, is that he knows that none of the erased messages were urgent in the first place. None were necessary, and he has done this for years and has yet to regret it. So this year, I'm going to do the same thing, but I'm going to go one step further. I'm going to zero out my DVR and erase my Kindle and remove all of the music from my phone. I'm going to clear away my email inbox because I am declaring multi-device bankruptcy, and I urge you to do the same. This holiday season will be restored to its original purpose, eating and napping and being passive-aggressive with relatives. And that's it for this week. Next week, we will go politics adjacent for KCRW.